Good afternoon. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports a driver was killed when another driver was passing a semi. Monday night at approximately 5:40, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of the two-vehicle crash on Highway 60 near the intersection of Ferry Bluff Road in the town of Prairie du Sac. Deputies arrived on scene and learned a vehicle was traveling westbound and passing a semi. While passing, the vehicle entered the eastbound lane and struck a vehicle that was traveling eastbound. The operator of the westbound vehicle was transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. The operator of the eastbound vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing and the names of those involved are not being released at this time. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are disappointed with Governor Evers on his plan to overhaul Wisconsin's prison system. The state Senate President Mary Falskowski says Evers moved forward without consulting them. Despite objections, Falskowski and Republican Senator Andre Jacques voted yes Tuesday as the State Building Commission signed off on moving forward with a $15 million planning budget. The complete project would shift lower-risk inmates towards early release to focus on more serious offenders, close the state's northern Wisconsin youth prisons in favor of a facility in southeast Wisconsin, and close the Green Bay prison. The entire plan would take 6 years to complete with a projected cost of about $1 billion. Wisconsin lawmakers want to offer state disaster assistance to residents. Representative Dan Knudel introduced the bill Tuesday. The Germantown Republican wants to set up a fund managed by the Department of Military Affairs and Wisconsin Emergency Management that would offer grants to homeowners and businesses that are unable to secure FEMA funds following a disaster. Notably, that would currently cover flood-damaged properties and infrastructure in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. In September, President Donald Trump approved individual households in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. But Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties were not approved for that individual aid. If passed and signed into law, the bill would provide state-funded help for those types of situations. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, 22 other attorneys general, and three governors have filed suit seeking to force the Trump administration from halting funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Call disputes U.S. Department of Agriculture claims there isn't enough money for November benefits. He said USDA has access to contingency funds that Congress specifically set aside for emergencies like this. We've argued that failing to use those funds would violate federal law and cause real harm to people. The lawsuit seeks a court order requiring USDA to use emergency funds to maintain food share benefits and prevent a lapse in payments. SNAP, known in Wisconsin as Food Share, helps more than 40 million Americans buy food. Some 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, receive food share benefits each month. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific hunting tag system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021 when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. While Halloween is traditionally one of the most dangerous nights of the year for both pedestrians and drivers, the risks are even higher this year. With the holiday falling on a Friday, AAA is warning of a hazardous mix. Increased foot traffic from trick-or-treaters, more weekend parties, and a greater likelihood of driving impaired. In 2023, half of all crash fatalities on Halloween night were alcohol-related. AAA's Crashes Hit Different campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is among the four leading causes of fatal traffic crashes in the U.S. and urges drivers to plan for a safe ride before they party. According to Safe Kids Worldwide, children are more than twice as likely to be struck and killed by a vehicle on Halloween than on any other day of the year. Contributing factors include dark costumes that reduce visibility, distracted walking, and unpredictable street crossing behavior, which makes it harder for drivers to anticipate. For safety tips, visit AAA.com/Halloween. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced preliminary results for the 2025 bear season. This fall, bear hunters harvested 3,724 bears during the 35-day season, placing this season on par with the five-year average of about 3,800 bears annually. This year's harvest was slightly below the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, but within the expected range of harvest for this fall. A total of 13,110 bear hunting licenses were awarded to hunters through the license lottery system. Statewide, hunter success was about 28%, slightly below the five-year average hunter success rate of 32%. Hunter success rates in individual zones varied from as high as 69% in Zone A to less than 10% in Zones E and F. Wisconsin has a thriving bear population, estimated at around 23,000 bears, with a range covering more than half the state. While bears have tremendous cultural and ecological value, they can also conflict with human interest, damaging agricultural crops or raiding residential trash and bird feeders. While most conflicts are addressed through education and other non-lethal means, hunting also plays an important role in balancing bear populations. Hunters provide critical data from every harvested bear, which is the backbone of population monitoring efforts and ensures a healthy and sustainable bear population in the future. Bear hunter license fees also supply key funding for bear management, research, and outreach activities. Hunters wishing to obtain a license or preference point for the 2026 season must apply in Go Wild or an authorized license agent before the December 10th deadline. State law requires bear permit applicants to apply at least once during any period of three consecutive years to retain their accumulated preference points. Otherwise, all accumulated preference points will be lost. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation today joins partners across the state and across the country, urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. Buckle Up, Phone Down Day is an annual campaign to raise awareness for the two most important actions a driver can take to prevent deadly crashes. The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the Buckle Up, Phone Down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Wisconsin DOT's new Buckle Up, Phone Down public service announcements feature a real family devastated by a fatal distracted driving crash in southern Wisconsin. Told from the perspective of a spouse and father, the videos reveal the heartbreak one traffic crash can cause on the lives of many. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Wisconsin DOT partners with law enforcement, fire departments, emergency responders, school districts, local businesses, residents, and community organizations across the state to spread awareness about the dangers of distracted and unbelted driving in Wisconsin. Anyone looking to become a Buckle Up Phone Down partner can visit Wisconsin DOT's Zero in Wisconsin website to learn how. Always buckle up every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, also illegal in Wisconsin. Sending or reading a text that takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit except to report an emergency. Every driver can help create safer roads in Wisconsin on Buckle Up Phone Down Day and every day by taking the Buckle Up Phone Down Pledge. Participants are invited to share a photo with the Buckle Up Phone Down, pose right thumb up, left thumb down on social media using the hashtag Buckle Up Phone Down, then challenge friends, family, and coworkers to do the same. 16 Vernon County businesses have been selected to receive a total of $150,000 in grant funding through the Elevate Vernon Grant Program, a new initiative designed to help local entrepreneurs start, strengthen, and grow their businesses in Vernon County. In addition to direct financial support, the Elevate Vernon Program provides pathway navigation and resource connection through Vernon County Economic Development, helping business owners access free and low-cost tools, trainings, and expert guidance available through regional and statewide partners. The program is funded by a Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Small Business Development Grant and administered by the Vernon County Community Development Department. Grant recipients represent a wide range of industries and communities across the county, from downtown revitalization projects to value-added farm upgrades and building and manufacturing. Each grant is designed to help recipients invest in critical business needs, such as equipment, building improvements, marketing, or startup costs. As the temperatures have begun to drop, it is important to remember to set our clocks back 1 hour this weekend. Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 o'clock Sunday morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:38 with sunset at 4:52. There are mixed feelings when it comes to the time change, but regardless of your stance, it's something we all have to work through. Christy Harris is with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
We hear a lot of times people say like, oh, we're gaining an hour of sleep, which in theory we probably should be, but it really has a direct impact on our overall body. So it messes with our circadian rhythm. We don't have as much daylight time, which when it gets darker earlier, we start to notice those not so pleasant feelings where we're more tired, we're more fatigued. We can start to experience depressive symptoms. So there's a lot of unpleasantries that definitely can interfere with our sleep.
The best practice for many is to turn clocks back Saturday night before going to bed. However, there are other things you can do to prepare both physically and mentally.
The more that we can try to slowly, gradually try to get to what the new sleeping pattern will be like, it helps that circadian rhythm and it helps us to be able to not have as much sleep disturbances. Obviously, there is a lot of people that would say, oh, I really don't like it. Some people might say, yeah, we need to have it. So I think right now we just need to realize it is what it is, right? So we know that it's going to happen. We know that we can take some proactive measures to help us to get prepared for those daylight savings times. So some of that could be slowly changing that sleeping pattern so that in the fall you're going to bed a little bit to adjust for that time frame so that your body isn't having as much sleep disruptance. And I would say do the same thing in the spring as well, because both of them definitely have a direct impact on our overall health.
It is also a good time to replace your batteries and your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Again, don't forget to set your clocks back Sunday morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m.